Well, this commentary is entitled General Kuhn's This commentary is entitled General Kuhn-Pa Stadium. That land is normally called County Field, even though some people recall it as Post Stadium. No problem. It is located 7 degrees north of the equator, to the east by Guardavoye within the proximity of Dunlop, to the west by Sophia, which is a town that is surrounded by rocky hills that are believed to be endowed with petroleum products. Be careful with NIMBA when it comes to mineral resources. The County Sports Stadium is located on the north by the Welcome Gate that is on your way to Ganta, and only served by Sekempa when you are traveling either to Yekepa or Kample in particular. That's our county field, and it was constructed in 1973 and completed in 1974 by President Richard Roger Tubman as part of his Independence Day celebrations in the Leeward counties. Now, with the county field of Sports Stadium sat at this moment, Fulton Dunbar was superintendent at the time the airfield in San Nicolas was crafted. In the same era, his father, George Dunbar, was also superintendent in the late 60s when he reportedly built Lake Tille, the largest at the feature of man-made lake in Liberia. Well, that was during the Tubman era, when what they call Coal Tar was laid on the 1 mile road from the Welcome Gate to the St. Mary's campus in San Nicolas. Having said that, although we are writing this commentary only because NIMBA is our heritage, our patrimony, the common denominator of our unity in diversity. Now, the first superintendent of NIMBA County during the embryonic stage of the People's Redemption Council was Captain Robert G. Say, who also helped to stretch the airfield strip further west from the shores of Lake Tille in San Nicolas. We call it airfield. Now, I want to use this commentary to remind you or inform you, if you are not already aware, that during the recent NIMBA County Council sitting in San Nicolas, there were proposals to name the county field either in honor of Vincent Tacon Thomas Seflor Sr. or Brigadier General Thomas Gonkanu Kuyongpa. Those proposals by NIMBA County Superintendent Fons Wagley and NIMBA Caucus Chairman Prince Johnson were the debate. Hello, my fellow NIMBAians living at home and abroad. We are talking about naming the county sports studio in San Nicolas either in honor of Mr. Thomas Seflor Sr. or Brigadier General Thomas Gonkanu Kuyongpa. The both of them have legacies and are qualified to be named to memorialize the only county field we have. The yardstick we use to come up with those two names, I don't know. But what I do know is that Thomas Seflor Sr. is a sports lover, humanitarian, and a business tycoon who was financial empire in NIMBA County. Can I talk about the Jungle Water Group of Investment? Oh, yes. Mr. Thomas Flores Sr. is a good son of the county, and we admire him. He is in the vanguard of taking Liberia out of Monrovia through his Made in Liberia ventures. He chose not to build or buy mansions abroad, but to develop NIMBA. But you know what? There are many sports lovers and supporters from NIMBA whose names you have been suggested to. I guess you never thought of Adolphus Dolo, Tupac Kepe, or Ide Gongo Wayne, whose administration as superintendent of NIMBA County brought the two cups in 2009 and 2010 to NIMBA. What else can we say? We recognize them all, and all supporters of sport lovers in NIMBA. Having said that, let us memorialize Brigadier General Thomas Duncan Okwenpa for that county seat to be named as the Okwenpa Stadium. That is all we have to offer his legacy when he revolutionized this country on November 12, 1985. At that time, some of you listening to this country now were not born, even though some are always around. After all, when the question is asked, how the general look, will be proud to say he's all right. I'm a fellow Gruzian. Great a day.
I did. Before.